understaffing going on all over the place, and it's kind of crazy. So my heart goes out to basically, like all our people on the front line, all our essential workers who are doing the do. But then on the flip side, I also want to talk to us as a people, as a community. We do know, the virus itself is real. Just like, there's tons of different viruses all going all over the planet. I really would like for us as a people to start putting more energy and focus and promotion behind healthy living, health,
amen, man.
Eating amen. Well, like boosting your immune system. Like maybe things that, yeah. things are more like, basically that are going to build you long-term regardless to whatever virus comes about. Cause it's like, okay, exactly. COVID, but like, it could just be a simple, you don't want to catch a cold in these times, right? You don't want to catch a flu in these times. Like, so be mindful of that. Like, and because just by you taking care of yourself, you're going to put less strain on the system. Exactly. Like that's really what it is. So it's like we have to be more mindful of that. And I say it all the time, and it's like I sound like a broken record, but when I say you want to focus on your health and turn off the news, it's because we don't realize, yes, we want to be informed, but there's a lot of toxic energy that comes through that. And it's when you're taking it in, and you're hearing every negative story that could possibly happen all over the world, all over, you can't help it, unfortunately. I'm sorry to say that, but by you taking all this negativity, and you're not doing any good for yourself or for the circumstance. So it's like, yeah, okay, you're informed now, but you're not just being informed. Let's be honest. It's creating emotional responses in you. It's evoking anxiety. It's invoking fear. It's invoking anger at times, right? So it's like, if it's going to do that to you, turn it off. It's not worth it, because it's not going to help the circumstance. Turn it off and eat an orange, right? And just
that's it. Eat an orange. And I just want to add something there, Brother Farrell, because the thing is, a lot of people they're not taking advantage of their internet. YouTube has so many workout exercises at all you could do. There's Afro beats, there's reggae, there's a little soca, there's girls in the community that are doing soca videos that are having you work out and stuff like that at different times. Explore. Stop taking the media news, City News, Montreal, all the other news, all these news places. Explore who's doing what in the exercise field, in the fitness field, and do it with them. You know what I'm saying? Put down your phone, do a crossword puzzle, do something, sharpen your mind. Don't use the excuse of the gym being closed or anything like that, or everything is COVID. Everything is COVID if you make it COVID. That's what it is. You understand what I'm saying?
Agreed.
Let us get up and start, focusing in other places. The less we give this stuff attention, the less it's going to come on. You know what I'm saying? That's where you have to hit people where it hurts. Sometimes it's money. Sometimes it's not giving them attention. We cannot give this stuff attention anymore. It's too much.
I love it.
I do. My Tuesdays and Fridays, my sister and I connect through FaceTime. So my sister's in Mississauga, and we do our workouts. We do our midday workouts together. Wednesdays and Sundays are my cardio days that I FaceTime with my best friend to have to do that. So that if you feel like you're with somebody and you're holding each other accountable, and you're just changing your thoughts, it's a break in the day as well.
Exactly. Especially if you guys, if you're in a situation like me, I'm a caregiver for my mother. Exercise your parents. Exercise with your parents. You understand what I'm saying? Do mind games. Do things like that with your parents. I do. I make crossword puzzles for my mom, and I make it for a few other people, because these are things that we need. We need to, really work on the mind as well, as much as we work on the body, because everything does start in the mind. But we need to take ourselves away from the screens completely and this whole news and media stuff, because it's not doing us any good. Period.
Love that.
Period.
Talk about it. See, good. I'm glad. I hope those who heard it, let it be heard. Those who heard it, let it be heard. All right, guys, because it's if you heard it, we're talking to you. There's no fluke or coincidences in life, so it's like you had to hear that word today. Hotep, and shout out to Tammy T, who always has a word for us. That's what it is. So moving forward. Hold on, what's this? Okay, so we need to talk business, and we need to talk frank talk, real talk. So within our community, so just recently it came out on social media, one of the entrepreneurs in the community was basically attacked online, but it's like, I don't want to say attack, because there's two sides.
I don't call that an attack.
Yeah, there's two sides to every coin. Okay, so I don't want to coin it as an attack, but she was put on blast. Can we say that in all real talk? Like, she was put on blast.
She was spoken about. She was outed on a situation.
Well, I feel it was put on blast. Like, I don't know. You're downplaying it. Like, we need to find a middle ground. Okay.
When a person creates
a Facebook page specifically to denounce you, practically, it's like a blast. But the reason it's like, but we have to put things into context. Now, this sister is a hardworking sister in the community. She's been in the business for a very long time, and she's pivoting. She's trying different things, and you have to commend her for that. You have to respect. You have to give her the props where due. She's a person who will put in her energy and get it done. You know, so you got to give her props. But now at the same time, it's like as entrepreneurs, as business people, we have to be able to take criticism. We have to be able to accept it when it comes. We have to be able to listen when it's coming. So some of the things I had seen online, they spoke about her business, right? And they spoke, like, in this case, she's selling seafood and stuff like that, and the service wasn't up to par, and complained, and I think one person complained about the wait times, another person was just about the food quality and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So we have to, as a people, as entrepreneurs, we have to be able to take that feedback and use it as constructive criticism and feedback in order to grow and to build.
That's it. You're right. I want to add something to that. But the thing is, too, like, if it's told to you more than once as a business owner, it does mean that you have a lot of improving to do. It also means that you should probably reevaluate how you're doing things, because 35 people are not lying. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I don't mean that negative to the business owner either. I'm sure she's trying her best to do what she's trying to do. But what happened is, with the comments, it was like, well, this is not the first time this has happened with this person. And it's not even to blast them. It's just, these are reasonable people who are showing their evidence of what has happened in this case. And it's like, okay, you've done this before. Now, for it to come up to the forefront again, something that you are doing as a business person, you have to reevaluate. It's not all about money in the end. Your name is on this. It is your brand. You have to treat it as your baby, because in the long run, people are not going to want to do business with you. Period.
I want to say that we're all trying to make the strongest efforts to keep our dollars within the community, but understand that that's also earned. We are not obliged to. And I say that to say, if I go in a non-Black establishment and I don't get good service, I don't go back. So I'm going to extend you maybe a little more leeway, especially when I see that you're trying to build, and if you're alone and you're, it's very different for somebody who's a small business owner versus conglomerates that have a lot of backing. However, I'm going to take some advice that our brother Thierry gave me when we had a conversation back when there's a couple of different Haitian restaurants that I've been to in the past years back, where I got such terrible service that I said, you know what, that's okay. Like, I'm not going to come back here. Right. And this was years ago, where maybe I wouldn't have been more, I wasn't at a time where I wasn't as vocal as I am today. And today I found some amazing Haitian restaurants that give amazing service along with amazing food. But what he was telling me is that we need to open that conversation. And if it is that we want to, quote unquote, boycott, which, you know, we shouldn't necessarily boycott unless the person's vehemently trying to, like, not listen to your advice, is just let them know. Just want to let you know that by your actions today, or by the service that I received today, I don't want to come back. I want to support you, but I can't support somebody who's just all around giving me bad service here. So we do have to be, as a consumer, vocal about how we feel, as opposed to just say, I'm not going back there because this was, you know, shitty. Right. But as the business owner, especially when you're trying to make it, it's not that to say the customer is right all the time, but you do have to take in the advice. And as you said, Trish, like, it can't be everybody else. Like, once it comes out, when you have reoccurring things, you have to start paying attention to it.
Exactly. And just for the person who I saw on my end, who actually put this information out, they were very polite in their request to say, listen, you know, I do think that there's something that you need to improve, because they were all federal.
Wow.
Farrell. Oh,
so it's not just me, okay.
Oh my God, anyways, sorry.
Yes, anyways. Back to what I was saying. The woman who put it out, she was very respectful to the business owner. And unfortunately, it just wasn't received that way. From the looks of it, I don't quite understand. So she was very tasteful in her approach, the person who did put it out. Some people, you won't get them to be like that. But if someone is going out of their way to be tasteful and say, listen, I'm giving you constructive criticism, you need to really humble yourself and take it, because it's constructive criticism. No one, not everyone's going to approach you like that. And I felt that it was handled in a tasteful way. Being a business owner myself, if someone were to come at me like that, I would not be upset. I would actually reevaluate. So I think as a community, that's what we need to do too. We need to humble ourselves too, because not everyone is going to come that way. You understand? We're not always going to get it polite like that. And it's better polite than, you know, terrible, to be honest.
And taking it personal, like, it is business, you know what I mean? They're not telling right. you, hey, you, I don't like you as a person. It's saying, right. hey, how you're running your business right now?
That was,
Farrell, yeah, I'm gonna need you to just Farrell,
can
control
we stop
the volume then.
Pressing buttons? Can you put your hands at your sides? Audience, we're gonna ask Farrell to put his hands at his side for the rest of the morning show.
You guys want Mobb Deep instrumentals in the background? You guys
no, I absolutely do, but I want to be able to have a conversation too.
Right,
this is a listening
I'm
session.
Trying to find the middle ground, guys. Give me a chance. Oh, gosh.
Because it's totally a talk show, because that's what we're doing, right? Yeah.
Oh gosh, I'm in the middle ground. Oh gosh. Okay, so
no, I feel like you're trying to silence us. Is this what's happening?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I totally wasn't. I was like, yo, this sounds good. It would be great to have some ambiance and music in the background.
Our voices are not enough, so you just gotta be playing Mobb Deep over us. Quiet storm? It's a quiet storm now?
No, it wasn't quiet storm.
But I agree with you guys 100%. And that's why I felt it was important to discuss it, just because it's like we have, as a community, it's important that we are able to address these things and just to work on doing better. And it's on both sides, right? So as consumers, we make the effort to continue to support our community, be vocal about it, and be vocal if we're disgruntled as community, as clients. Because we want better for our team. Like, I look at it as teams, where like Gina's saying, like, she doesn't feel like we're obliged to. I personally feel I'm almost obliged to spend money within my community, but that's just because
I still spend it, but not with, like, I mean, I'm gonna spend
no, I know what you mean. I'm not judging. Like, yeah, yeah, like, no, I know exactly what you mean. It's like I'm coming from just the angle of like it's really this is the lifeline, right? These businesses are going to hire our children. I look at life as almost like a game, and like we're playing the money game right now. And it's like every dollar is a point. So every time we spend it on with different teams, we're really giving them points over us. Like and it's not to say us against them, but at the same time, it's like we really need to be like us with us. And that's why I do it like that. But I'm a stickler for customer service and quality products. So hence why, shameless plug, we have the OFC. Where we have customer service, quality products, and we have a satisfaction guarantee, baby. So if you come to any OFC business and you're not satisfied, you come back to us and we make sure that you're happy on either end. Ask about us, baby. That's how we get down, and that's why the OFC is what it is, baby. Okay. Sorry, that was a shameless plug, but hey, that's what we're here for. What? Anybody have a problem with that? Any objections? That's what I thought.
And if we do, what happens? I just want to know.
No, well, if we do, then it's simple what happens. I drop another Mobb Deep on everybody.
Wow, the threats are coming in heavy this Thursday morning.
Okay, now, so what's next? Wait, do we have an instrumental? Is an instrumental coming in? Yes. Okay, so
I was about to talk, you know.
Again, it will
I
be
was
trouble.
About to.
Okay, I'm going to, all right, we're going to digress from that. Let's, like, it's working too well. Remember what we discussed off air? It seems like the sound is coming through a little too clear. I can't seem to figure out how to turn it down.
Noticed it now. Wow.
Sorry, guys. My headphones were down. My headphones are low. They're back up now. And now I hear what you guys are experiencing. Let's continue, guys. Enough of
this. Let's continue, yes. Well, we have, in Haiti, there is l'ouverture du premier musée des femmes en Haïti par le collectif Haïti Musée. So there is a... Yes, I'm gonna, since this is a community of English and French, I'll speak a little excerpt on the article as it is in French.
Go ahead.
Dans un cadre réservé dans la capitale haïtienne, le collectif Haïti Musée vient de gagner le pari en ouvrant le premier musée des femmes d'Haïti. le mardi le 8 décembre 2020, un premier espace dédié à l'histoire et au savoir des femmes vient de... Sorry, it was cut off here. Yeah. Vient de voir le jour 3 jours après la publication de l'ouvrage de Dominique Demersan, Musée de l'histoire des femmes d'Haïti, 365 femmes de fer. So in Haiti, there was a museum that was dedicated, that was open, dedicated to the Haitian women, to the Black women. So, you know,
big shout out.
Gunshots to that, yes.
Yep. Gunshots in the air. Wait, no, that's not appropriate.
No,
sorry.
No, it's not.
Oh my god.
And speaking of Black women excellence, please. Y'all remember Mishimi?
Of course.
Okay.
Something told me to pause. Something told me something was coming, right?
Yeah, good job for catching
up. Thank you. You know, you live and you learn.
You know,
Mishimi on the Canadian music industry and her first album in 20 years. It's been a minute since the legendary Jamaican-born, Toronto-raised rapper and actress Michelle McCulloch, better known as Mishimi, released a full-length album. But after her brief hiatus, the award-winning Canadian rap icon is back with a new 18-track record, Bad Gal's Revenge.
Yo, I miss Mishimi, guys. I miss her.
Yo, I'm telling you, she's classic, man. She's an empress. She's classic.
Hold on. Bad Gal Revenge?
Yeah, Bad Gal's Revenge.
Don't start playing it over us talking, please.
No, but guys, I'm not going to play it over us talking. And like, just,
so don't talk?
That's so don't talk. What are we supposed to do? Because we know you, Farrell. We know you.
I'm not going to. Guys, come on.
I'm just want to talk it real. Oh. Yeah, hold on. Mission Bad Gal Mill. Bring him up. Because everything I do, you try to underrate me. Foot on your neck or your fucking mixtape, B.
Whoa, Mishy, this is not true.
Reasons why we was telling you not to play it also.
Apologies, listeners. We did not want to come with the F bombs so early this morning.
Just have hard ears that we do a listen.
Guys, maybe we did want to do that. No.
Let's go on to the next thing.
That was Farrell. That was not the rest of us. Okay, yeah, so
keep on trugging away.
iGambia announces that Suprika records 100,000 downloads within 72 hours. With Africa's 500 million mobile users, there's hope. The newly launched mobile application by the young Sierra Leone Hafiz has so far recorded over 100,000 downloads within a space of 72 hours. This is a clear sign that Africans have been so hungry for a social networking platform developed and owned by an African and are ready to support such initiatives.
Yo, we need to do
shout out to that.
Yo, what's going on? Well, we don't have one here.
We had Black Planet once upon a time.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna tell you guys because it's gonna be a secret that I'm gonna just release right now. But you are absolutely right. We do need our own social media platform, and we are close. I'll plug it now so you guys could take a look at it.
Okay.
But we're gonna officially like help and push and endorse them, and we're doing some work right now. But you guys check out Jiffy.social. Okay, it's a member of the OFC. They just launched this amazing platform, Jiffy. JIFFY.social. This right. is Black owned social media. These guys are doing something excellent. Right now we're going back and forth with them right now. The OFC, we're seeing if we could work with them, you know, if we could create a collaboration and create an opportunity for our members to be able to get on, you know, the community at large will help to endorse and just get it to where it needs to be, you know what I mean? Because it's like that. But it's just like we just said in the previous segment, for us to be comfortable and pushing it like to our platform at large, we just want to make sure that we're doing our due diligence, right? So like from what we see, like we're encouraging the community to check it out, like go take a look, like and give your feedback and stuff like that, and you know, you like use the platform. It's just like we want to go big with them, and so we're just doing our due diligence, you know. But it's like we're really excited because as you just said, it's time that we have our own.
It's
and
fine.
So this is what we're working on.
You plugged it on the Empower Hour, brother.
I did not plug it. I didn't put anything on the page. But I will.
Okay, cool. All right. We'll be looking out for that because I think we need it. I think we do need that.
I agree with you 150,000%.
Amazing. In additional Black Power news, because I think we started so heavy today. I'm glad we're adding some light, happy stuff today. Yeah. So Brampton's very own Jaquiel Marshall Rudy, 16 years old. Farrell.
Guys, that's low. Oh my gosh. Why are you guys so angry with the music? It's not even loud.
Gina, can you continue, please, dear? Thank you.
I will start over because he
okay,
he deserves
yeah, pull it up,
right?
Pull it up.
Okay.
Oh. So, stop it.
All right.
Brampton's very own Jaquiel Marshall Rudy, 16 years old, gets called up for international duty, making him the youngest ever call up for a Canadian men's soccer team.
That's what's up.
So congratulations.
That is what is up. We need to see more of that. Our younger generation just leveling up. That's what's up. That is good to see. All right.
Absolutely.
You are now moving on to Black Canadian women in history. That's another awesome, awesome positive. Let's go with it.
Wait, before you start.
Yeah, sing it. Go ahead.
No, I just want to try to get an instrumental in the background. But can we use this? Are you guys okay with this? Is it too loud? You guys are worse than my grandmother. Can I play this? Can I?
Wow.
Well, we're going to talk offline, Farrell.
Yeah, Farrell, we're after this. We're going to have a morning meeting with the team.
We're going to take this offline.
Yes.
We have a morning meeting after this.
Guys, I'm just trying to. Okay, sorry, guys. Like,
so what? Look, you don't want to.
Don't blame me. Blame the COVID, okay? Because if it wasn't for the COVID, we would be in one location. I would have my mixers in front of me, and I'd be able to put the volume up on you guys properly.
You'd still be pressing button mixer in front of you or not.
I can't put the volume up on you guys properly, so it's coming all weird.
Even with the mixer in front of you, dear brother, you still be pressing buttons and stuff like that. So please, continue.
Go ahead. Sorry. No more music. All right, guys. No more music between us listeners. You guys, I promise to not drop music on you guys anymore. Go ahead.
I don't believe you. You need more people. All right. Let's get into our Black facts. So Black Canadian woman in history. Yes. That's what I thought you were going to do in the first place.
Yeah, so instead of pressing buttons. Like, really?
But, so, Marcy Ian, she has been gracing our television screens for almost 3 decades. She's an award-winning broadcast journalist who started as a reporter for local news, went on to cover a diverse array of important Canadian stories for CTV, and found the perfect balance between hard-hitting journalism and charming morning show host of Canada AM. Before landing the social and becoming a member of the parliament for the riding of Toronto Centre. When she was reporting on the tragic stories of a school shooting in La Loche, Saskatchewan, which devastated mostly the Aboriginal community, Marcy set up a GoFundMe and organized a 4-day trip to Toronto for students. She used her platform to help a community in need. Marcy speaks up when necessary, even when it comes with personal consequences. In an opt for the Globe and Mail last year, she shed light on the perils of driving while Black, recalling her experience of being pulled over and questioned by police 3 times in 8 months.
Wow.
Marcy's, right? I've been pulled over for driving while Black, or at least being in the vehicle of. Marcy's willingness to share her truth, and even though it was met with racist backlash, started a much-needed conversation. So that was Marcy Ian.
Big shout out to Marcy.
Big shout.
Marcy, yes. We're also highlighting Carrie Best, who founded The Clarion, the first Black-owned newspaper in Nova Scotia. She fought to share the truth at a time when the voices of Black women were suppressed and ignored. Mm-hmm. In 1941, after finding out that a group of Black teen girls had been forcibly removed from a movie theater, Bess went to the movies to stand up for the girls. Bess and her son were arrested and charged with disturbing the peace for sitting in the whites-only section of the Roseland Theatre in New Glasgow, Nova Scotia. That's in Canada, folks. We are talking about Black Canadian women.
Yeah.
We had segregation here too and slavery. They don't tell you about that. They always talk about the American slavery, but they don't talk about what Canada's part was in that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this So that was the same theater that Viola Desmond defiantly sat in protest of segregation. After Desmond was arrested, Best featured her on her cover of The Clarion. And The Clarion. The Halifax Examiner calls Best pivotal in the bridging and bringing Desmond's saga out of the shadows. Best is the reason this country remembers and is finally celebrating a trailblazer like Desmond. Amen. A pioneer herself, Best started her own radio show, The Quiet Corner, in 1952 on CBC Radio. The show amplified the music and poetry of Black Canadians and was on air for 12 years. Mm-hmm. So that is Carrie Best.
Yes.
And our final highlight goes to Lucy Blackburn. So not many know who Lucy Blackburn is. Many know her husband, Thornton Moore. So while the Blackburns were fleeing slavery in Michigan via Kentucky. So they fled Kentucky and found themselves in Detroit, Michigan. They were captured and imprisoned. Lucy was smuggled out of jail, of a jail cell by a woman from her church who swapped clothes with Lucy during a routine visit, allowing her to sneak out unnoticed. So Thornton was also being held, her husband was also being held elsewhere and also managed to escape before they were returned to escape before they were both taken and extradited back to Kentucky to go back to their masters. So the Blackburns' imprisonment started the Blackburn riots in 1831. So this was the first race riot ever in Detroit over pushback of the state's law that allowed runaway slaves to be returned to their masters, because Michigan was a free state, but Kentucky wasn't. So they were extraditing, for lack of better terms, runaway slaves back to their masters in the South.
Nuts.
Right. So the Blackburn riots caused a major migration of Blacks to Canada, and Canada's refusal to allow the Blackburns to be extradited to the United States set the tone for cross-border relations on the issues of fugitive slaves for decades to come. The Blackburns settled in Toronto in 1834 and were hailed as leaders in campaigning to end slavery and providing refuge to Black people fleeing the United States. Together, they started the Toronto's first cab company, like an Uber, but with a muck-free carriage. Mm. Thornton is credited in many places as starting the company on his own, but the star called Lucy, who handled the finances of the business, an excellent money manager. Mm. So, you know, to every strong man, there's a stronger woman.
I'm not gonna argue that though. No, I'm not.
And she also took care of domestic work in the six houses they owned by 1847, which provided room and board for former slaves.
Yes.
So super shout out, highlight.
Today, these awesome Lucy Blackburn. Yeah.
Although she wasn't necessarily Canadian born, they were both integral in the migration of former Black slaves into Canada. So I give shout outs where their shout outs are due. Exactly. You know, thankfully Canada did not send them back into slavery. And that's what a lot of the Underground Railroad, like the goal was to come into Canada. So shout out to that too.
Big shout outs to that. All right, are we gonna pause for some more music?
What are you guys trying to say?
It's your turn now, Farrell.
No, I don't want to play music. So.
Look at you now. Yeah.
But we can talk about it. We can talk about music and entertainment, though.
Let's
dive right in. I'll play a little music after that before we dive into Miss Trish. So yeah, go ahead.
All right. So I mean, we're both heartbroken about this, G. But I think that when you first found out, your hand was on your heart this morning. So I'm gonna pass this to you, and I'll go to the next one.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, while I want to highlight the following, it comes with sad news, but the good news is Issa Rae is doing a masterclass that talks about going from a web episode series, The Misadventures of an Awkward Black Girl, to an HBO actress and producer. So Shout out to Issa Rae for all she's doing. But on that same breath, they've just announced that this will be the fifth and final season of Insecure.
Dang.
Can you hear my heart breaking?
What are we going to do without Issa?
They cliffhangered us so hard on the last one, and now you're going to tell me this is it's not even like there's that many episodes. They're short episodes.
Can you guys, for people like me, can you guys give some context to the show? Because I'm not fully there.
So Insecure is, so again, so Issa started with The Misadventures of an Awkward Black Girl, and that was a web series. I would definitely suggest everyone to go watch that because it's really great. It's a comedy, and she does a really good job of speaking of being awkward and Black, ultimately speaking, because she did, so she, Issa Rae did grow up in a middle class and being the only Black person to an African family in her environment. So things were always a little awkward for her growing up. So she speaks to that about her life. But Insecure is really about, and then she grew up in LA too, right? So it's really following the lives of Black people, call it a solid six, who are your core, the core characters, if you will,
right?
Of friends and lovers and like just all the things that go down in that. And so it speaks about relationships. It speaks about relationships between lovers, relationships between friends. It speaks about dating while Black as well. It speaks about, the struggles of Black men and finding work as well. Like it touches upon everything that we go through as Black people. And it really, okay. she really makes, she makes an effort to really talk about the life in California, in LA, and actually specifically she's in, it doesn't come to mind right now, but it also talks about the gentrification that occurs and what happens.
Okay, so it's a well-rounded, okay, cool.
Super well-rounded.
Now you're talking good. I'm gonna
and it's still a comedy, so it's super, it's funny, funny, it's heartfelt, you get all your feels in it.
You'll definitely laugh. It's on HBO, you know what I'm saying? And like, what one thing with them too is like, they hit on real topics. Like you actually feel like you're there. You feel like you're really going through it. And it's like, whoa, this is a show at the end. But then it's like, no, there's some real aspects to this and how she created this surrounding, like I'm sure events that she's gone through is brilliant. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's a melanated cast of people. And it's just what, like HBO and every other platform needs, period.
I love it.
100%. Definitely need that. All right. So we're going to move on to Lori Harvey, who just turned 24 a few days ago. And she's now dating Mr. Michael B. Jordan, which is Killmonger, right? Right, Farrell?
Thanks. Not Killmonger.
It's Killmonger. She dated Killmonger for the West students out there. But she's dating Michael B. Jordan of Creed, of Black Panther, and people are going crazy about this. They're saying that Lori Harvey needs a TED Talk. Lori Harvey is the king. That is what they're calling her. I've seen
the queen. Yes.
No, they call her King Lori Harvey. Happy birthday. Absolutely. So I've seen them refer to her as that. And they are said that Michael B. Jordan is her fifth Infinity Stone because Lori Harvey is.
Yes.
She has dated Diddy. She dated Diddy's son. She dated, I think it was Meek Mill at some point. Future.
Future.
Trey Songz at some point. And you know what?
She called me twice. You didn't know.
Okay. But wait.
Less press music at that point.
Wait, but there was also that. So not only did they have the meme of the fifth Infinity Stone, but they also said that Lori Harvey, this is not nice, but Lori Harvey convinced Michael B. Jordan to date Black women and also escape Future without getting pregnant. That's what they said.
Yeah, because does get all the girls then pregnant. And
girls.
One thing I find funny, I don't know if you guys see this, but if you look properly, okay, let's retract back to Diddy. Lori Harvey looks like Kim Porter. Think about it. She looks just like her. And I find that a little eerie on Diddy's part because I'm like, ooh, what are you doing? Like, what's going on? You know? And apparently, just to add to Diddy, there was a break-in at his old house where Kim Porter used to live. So that's the tea in the streets as well when it comes to Diddy, because they say that they're trying to find something. I don't know what it is. I'm not quoting anything, but apparently there was a break in there and they're trying to figure out some of Diddy's secrets. So that's what's going on in the entertainment around that.
I feel like we know Diddy's secrets. I feel like Diddy quote unquote secrets have been coming out through all the years of his career. Like what else are you trying to find out?
And I think 2021 and going forward is going to be a little bit more expose for him too, given the fact too that he's also all on his platforms just showing love to his children, showing love to his mother, love, 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 so that we see this nice side of him. However, I think that something large is coming, and I do believe that he's trying to cover up a lot, so that's why he's showing this face of lovely family man, and I'm sure he is, but you know, we all have a little secret, and I think his is coming out faster than he wants it to, so that's why all these things are happening.
But like you said, we all have our secrets, and I think, I don't know, like, look, I like to be optimistic a lot of the times, and until such salacious things come out, I'm just gonna hail him for how he is with his family and showing love and spreading love. I'm here for the positivity.
Exactly. For the family part, I rate him. However, I'm going to be honest and say I don't rate him for all the groups that he lost. What happened to 112? What happened to Total? What happened? What happened?
From a business perspective, did he so many people dirty? Like 100%.
That's what I'm saying, though. Dirty money.
But, like, what happened? But, however, and comma, and again, I don't know if he's rectified the mistake, what I would call mistakes. Maybe he doesn't call them mistakes. I don't know if he's rectified his relationships in the past, because there was the bad boy tour. So you either people were there for the money over the whole reconciliation, but he did bring everybody back from Bad Boy and they did tour with that. But he did have some I want to say bad practices, but he dealt with it the same way the music industry has dealt with anybody else. He did what the white people did.
All I'm saying is I'm emotional like Carl Thomas over it, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's it. Right? And Carl Thomas was a bad boy artist. Anyways, pun intended once again. So we're going to move on to Trey Anthony, who is a Canadian author who also did the show The Kink in My Hair and many other accolades. She just came out with her book Black Girl in Love with Herself, available on all platforms, which is Amazon. Where else? Anywhere you could find it. Her website as well. And it's a great book. It's a great self-help book for women of color, Black girl in love with herself. It talks a lot about, you know, just, again, coming back to the center of yourself, saying no when you need to.
Sorry, the title of the book is, again?
Black girl in love with herself.
I'm plugging it on.
Yeah, definitely plug that. And I think it's what we need. It's a self-help book for actually not only melanated women, but it's for every woman that has lost their way. You know, when they talk about, we talk about trauma. She talks about going to see a therapist and how it is in the community. And, you know, it's a good book to read. I did read it. That was the first, that was my last book of 2020. So definitely suggesting you guys read that. And I'm also doing a shameless plug, like Farrah would do. And if you check out my Coffee Chronicles, she is on there with me several times. I actually also interviewed her for Hay House. So if you check out all my platforms, All Things Miss Church on Instagram, you will see all of that.
Yeah, I was about to ask, one, if you could plug it on the Facebook page so people could just jump on there and follow you and check out that amazing interview. But I wanted to ask you, how was that interview? Like, highs and lows? Like,
it was, she's amazing. Like, I have nothing bad to say. She is such, like, what I like about people who have had such high positions in life is they're real. She is very, very, very real. There is nothing, like, you know, fake about her in a sense. And she'll give it to you raw. You know what I'm saying? She'll tell you exactly how things are without sugarcoating it. And I love that about her. I will be honest, when I was doing my Coffee Chronicles with her, my computer crashed, okay? Mm. And she was just so patient about the whole thing, and she was giving me pointers and tips, and from that I was like, she is just amazing. She also gave me acting tips a long, long time ago when I connected with her. And Trey Anthony is your all around inspiration. You know, she'll also inspire you to work out. She talks about her journey on that. So this is a relatable person you're speaking to. This is a real person who has gone through stuff that you have probably gone through but never heard it from someone like that, you know. So it is she is a queen in her own right, who deserves a lot of accolades as well. Okay. So, yeah,
please share that so we can definitely check out that interview. So I had mentioned MCD Solo's amazing track. So before we dive into the Mistress Minute, I'm going to run this track and listen to the lyrics carefully. Okay, guys. Mind-blowing things, all right? Now, the only disclaimer is I cannot remember if the track is clean or not, okay? My forgiveness in advance if it's not, okay? I just really cannot remember. Lord, forgive me. Amen.
Play the track. Run the clean.
Amen.
Amen. so low, so low, so 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 so low. Hey, you know, baby, you're lightweight. My style, sumo, baby. And I'm straight, your style, Bruno, baby. Canadian boy, like a Juno, baby. Hugo, baby, I'm the boss. So don't even think about pissing me off. All bets are lost, the kid is ruthless. And if you got a problem, get the Derwin deuces. I run the game, simple and plain. And after this song, you gon' know my name. It's the M to the C, to the I to the T. Watch what I ask him when I see the tight jeans. S to the O, to the L to the O. That part there, you should already know. See, you 438, but I'm 514. See, we rep the same city, but I'm so old school. Like, oh, so low, so, so low. 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 You see, the way it rhyme is before your time. And it's after it. Means I got a future flow making classic hits. And I keep it all fresh like a plastic kit. Well, my mask and shit, huh? Cause they can't stop me. I'm steady in this game like a Jabberwocky. No break in, I just break in. I'm taking it for everything. And shit, huh? Cause they can't stop me. I'm steady in this game like a Jabberwocky. No break in, I just break in. I'm taking it for everything. Yeah.
So low, so, so low, right. So low, so, so low.
You see the way it rhyme is before your time, and it's after it. Means I got a future flow making classic hits, and I keep it all fresh like a plastic kit. Well, my mask and shit, huh? Cause they can't stop me. I'm steady in this game like a Jabberwocky. No break in, I just break in. I'm taking it for everything. Yeah, can't you see that I'm a menace? Got them all leaning like David after Dennis. Flow is so dope, my flow is so crack. Whatever drug you do, my flow is so dead. Yeah, and I never hold back. Nah, never that, just watch the money stack. Off of the tracks like a train. This to all you niggas feeling the same. Fly like planes, let's go.
So low, so, so low. 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 So low, so, so low.
Woo! So low, so, so low.
Like how he referenced that show, The Game, in there. I was like, okay, like Derwin, I know that. Okay, that's
no, but guys, this song is February 22nd, 2010. Okay? Wow. So he has a future flow spitting classic-ish. Yeah. And then he says, he keeps it all fresh, like how plastic gets. Where's my mask and shit? Guys.
We heard that. We heard that.
Of course, I have to reel it up. It's nuts. But anyways, guys. So this is it. That was, I had to drop that hot fire. It's just, it's too mind blowing sometimes when these things just happen. It's just like ooh la 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 la. Yeah, all right.
Exactly.
Ooh
la la. Making that music. Now we're gonna segue into Coffee Chronicles conversations with Miss Trish. Are you guys ready?
I am.
Ready? All right. All right. All right. So, folks, do you guys consider yourself texters or callers?
So here's the thing. I text, but I also voice note, which I feel is kind of like a call. I feel like it's the mix of the two.
Okay. Farrell?
I am a big time texter because I do a lot of multitasking. But I do like have calls like with like particular people. Like, you know, it's just like if you know, like just to have that connection every once in a while. I hate a voice note. I hate when people send me voice notes.
Sometimes.
Oh, are you kidding me?
When I do that, oh, I'm gonna do it more now.
Because it takes that long to listen to it. I'm like, yo, I would have preferred you call me. Damn.
See, I didn't know you hated them because you know what?
I'm
just gonna do it all the time.
No, I have a rule though. I have a rule. If your voice note is like, more than a minute and a half, you should have called me. I've gotten voice notes that are like 3 minutes. I've gotten 6 minute voice notes. 6 minutes is a monologue.
Wow.
You could have called and we could have had a conversation.
Thank you.
So I get that. I do get that.
Really? No, I'm a voice noter, baby. I'll send 20 minute voice notes. What?
20 minutes? Trish,
absolutely.
Just
I will just attack you, Trish. Person. If you leave me a 20 minute voice note, I'm teleporting.
Yo, Farrell, play music on my voice. I see how much time I can voice message you tomorrow, friend. Here's some signs that you either prefer texting over calling. So everybody get your coffee cups, your water, because I know we're trying to be healthy this morning, and let's get to it. So the first sign is you watch your phone ring and then text back. Oh, text me back. What's up?
Okay.
No, I don't do that.
Let me explain. So it's
no, that's
because
rude.
No,
I do that all the time.
No, it's not. It's
not
because,
like a phone call.
No, first of all, it's like, yo, when tribute was like, I'll talk about myself. I can't be general. Like I'm doing a lot of things in a day, right? So sometimes I'm writing a report, I'm in the middle of something. Like I could multitask in a sense that you could send me a quick text and I could respond. But in those times I can't have a conversation. So yes, I like 70% of my calls do get that send me a text because it's like, especially because a lot of times, like I'm a bridge. People are calling me because they need something else. And I don't mind. That's call me for that. But you can actually just text me and be like, yo, bro, give me the number for this. And I will copy paste, send the number without even thinking. You know what I mean? So,
but hold on. All right. Wait, I need context on this. Because is this like one of those things where if you can't pick up the phone and you text, I completely agree. It's like, hey, driving, I'll call you later. Or hey, can't talk right now. Da, da, da. No, but if it's I'm not picking up the phone because I don't feel like talking and I'll text right away. That? No. You ain't never getting a call from me again.
That's me.
Never.
As much as I miss Trish Coffee Conversation, Miss Trish Minute, I do not like the phone. Do not call me.
I'm calling you tomorrow, Trish. I'm calling you
three-way. We're calling you three-way.
I will watch that phone ring. Audience, if you guys are like this, if you watch your phone ring and tell somebody to call you back or text you back, excuse me, take a sip of whatever's in your hand, which I'm hoping is something hot, a hot beverage. The next one is you prefer voice messages over text.
No, why are you leaving voice messages? Who leaves voice messages nowadays?
I take a text or a voicemail still.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was saying. So drink up if you were like that. Drink up if you send long text messages.
No.
I just feel like I could get the point across.
Over a long text message?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Again, if there are paragraphs in your text message, call me.
Really?
It's faster to call than to text all of that.
We
Come
are
on.
Total opposites. So tomorrow what I'm going to do, Gina, is I'm going to send you a long paragraph because I love you.
And you know what you're going to get? You're going to get a thumbs up as a response.
I think you're going to call me.
And I'm going to text a thumbs up and I'm not going to read it either. I'm just going to thumbs it up.
I like that, Dina. Mm. I hate thumbs up. That's one thing I don't like. I'll text you a long text message. You thumbs up at me. Yo, did you read it? Like, listen, I have issues. I have clear issues. Next one is drink up if your phone is always on silent. Amida, my phone.
My phone is on silent a lot. Yeah.
I'd be missing mad calls. sorry about that.
Yeah, okay. Drink up, audience, and Faro and Gina, that if in emergency, you'll text 911 instead of actually calling the person.
that's ludicrous. That's absolutely ludicrous.
These are my habits.
It's an emergency. I've only seen that 3 days later. Don't even do that to me.
Terrible.
I'm judging you right now. I know this is a judge-free zone. I'm judging you right now.
Okay, I don't like the phone. It is years and years of customer service, being a manager, being this, being that in there. I don't like the phone. I've had to handle calls for over 15 years of my life, and I just never want to hear the phone again. The only people I call are my parents, and that's all who used to hear me during the day.
I prefer in person, too. If all things considered, like, we can just meet and kick it, right, which we can't really do these days. But if you send me a long text, and then you tell me this emergencies, and my phone's on silent, I'm not catching it. Sorry.
You're not catching that, eh? Okay.
Yeah, but this is off topic, but when you said the 911, you guys remember pager days? Like, I was a stickler. Like, I would get vivid, like, upset, like 3D in your eye if you text me 911 and it was not a genuine emergency. That was a sacred code for me. Because I would literally drop anything I'm doing if you were 911. And if you're like, yo, yeah, what are you saying? Bro, I'm coming to your effing house to punch you in your face. That's what I'm saying. Did you just text me 911 to be like, yo, what? Click. That's it. Like, just to set the tone so people will know.
I almost wish you had a pager.
you're wicked.
Yes, listen, you're crying wolf, because then when because I, when it is an emergency,
the bear so bad. I was like, yo, Farrell don't like it. Perfect.
Yeah. Text me 911. Text 911, bro. Emergency. What are you saying later? Yo, what are you saying? Anyway, sorry, Trish. Go ahead.
All right. The last one on the docket for today. This is, again, I'm describing myself, but audience, if you guys are like this, you drink your coffee, your tea, or whatever's in your hand, you'll update your social media status to text me.
Oh, gosh. No. What? That's... Oh gosh.
I don't like the phone. But I've seen people do that before. If it's not an emergency, please text me. There are memes like that. Is the best way to call me is by sending me a text. Have y'all never seen them memes before?
Well, no, because and you'll never get a call back from me, especially if you send it on Facebook. I check Facebook once a year on my birthday. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, I know you listeners are texters over callers, and I love you guys. We share the same sentiments. All the callers, if you have my phone number, send me a voice note. You know what to do. But Farrell and Gina, you can call them at any old time.
Oh my God.
Yes, I'm old school with it. 100%. Yeah. I'm calling you every day this week, Trish. Every day.
Oh, good luck, G. You're going to be wasting your iPhone minutes or whatever.
Oh, yeah, man. I have unlimited minutes.
Right. And I have silence and do not disturb. Anyways, folks, how are you guys feeling about today's show?
Guys, I had a really good time. I am grateful. Like, this was really fun. As we're talking about this, I'm really thinking... This is off topic, but it's soon time for me to just get off of Facebook. I'm gonna do a post to tell people, call me and just or text me and just shut down my. That's it. It'll be the last time you see me on Facebook, and just get me on my phone because I'm tired of these online shenanigans. But that's just me. I'm gonna digress, and you guys definitely know where to reach me. Check me out on OFC. Everything. Check One Full Circle Online. Just Google Melanated Montreal. You'll find us. Google Melanated Excellence. You'll find me. That's just what
that's
it
just
is.
The way it is. And Queen Gina, before we go, how are you feeling about this today?
Oh, I think it was great. It's a great start to a Thursday.
Perfect. All right, kings and queens, I want to thank you guys for listening to today's show. I am Miss Trish. You can follow me at All Things Miss Trish on Instagram. This was the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., available live on Instagram and Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is brought to you and possible and thanks to CKUT, the OFC, the Pub St. Pierre, and our amazing team. People, stay blessed, black, and highly favored. Yeah.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.